So did you hit anything? I didn't hit any buttons. I hit zero buttons. Welcome to the podcast. It's me and Dawson. I'm not even going to fucking redo this. I don't give a fuck. Bada boom, bada bing. I'm going to set it on a book.
Yes.
Do that.
Well, it's completely got started on accident, but I'm glad I got to hear about how your day was, Dawson. Just nobody else did, but it's none of their whoop-dee-doo fucking business, I guess, you know? I have Dr. Pepper. We have a machine full of air that makes love to your face. Nailed it.
Very.
I think simple start. We have hella to-do lists around this bitch as well.
I like it.
We keep very heavily to-do listed up. I would like to... Well, I was going to start with music, but if Dawson wants to point out on my list of things to talk about, one specific topic I have is just entitled, So Big. And that is... Wait, Dawson, you didn't even... This is Dawson. Dawson is Sky's younger brother.
Ooh.
Bigger brother, though.
Literally.
And we're here to go over a bunch of different shit. There's not a lot... Not much more context than that, you know? Just a whole bunch of shit. Probably a shorter-ish episode, the 20 to 30 minute area, but we'll digest it. Okay, I'm gonna stop trying to use the word. So big. It is basically just about your sheer size, more or less.
Yeah.
Just kind of a coconut tree looking ass motherfucker, you know, with the hair and the overall length
Thank
and everything.
You.
Yeah, you do need a haircut, but
Mary, fuck you.
Yeah, I feel you. Just what do you think? What do you think made you so big?
I don't know.
Anybody else in your family big like you?
My grandfather was pretty fat, but he's dead, so.
Well, yeah, you can't be fat for your grandpa if he's dead. That's fair. Alright, well, I have my answer for that question.
Ooh.
Possibly dead grandpa. If not, got lucky. So.
Ooh-wee.
This episode is sponsored by cough drops.
Humans, get 20% more with our new red cherry flavor.
Thank you. One of these days,
I should be an infomercial version.
Paid
voice.
To say that.
Yeah.
The second thing, if I were to restart from the top then, would be music. What kind of music do you listen to generally?
Old school.
Old school. Wonderful.
Like, not really.
Nothing like the two words
okay,
old school.
No, not really. But like older
rap,
songs,
older...
I just don't feel like learning new music. And
so,
there's not really any new good music.
You're practically a child, so by older music, do you mean like... Early 2000s or like the 2012 or like 90s?
Definitely early 2000 and like
okay,
some 90s.
Okay, deal, fair enough.
Like Juicy.
Rap, rock. Yeah.
LL Cool J.
Yeah, okay. I can see you listening to
But that. Then cool also J. like the like Kanye.
Yeah, but not...
Old Kanye.
I was going to say, I can't imagine a lot of new Kanyes in your repertoire.
No.
I also don't think you have any beef with them, I guess. I just don't... It doesn't feel like your vibe.
No.
I don't think you like
I don't have
any
beef.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's fair.
You know who does have beef?
Ooh! Arby's. We're gonna get paid to say that one day, too.
Oh.
What? Make things your business, you know? Make something's not your business, you know?
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, moving on from that, the secondary question I have is based around woodworks.
Ooh,
as
yes.
a homie, again, I think a constant in this podcast is that I have all of my homies are spectacular. All of them are I have hardworking, gangster ass motherfucking homies, and waves a lighter me like a wand. Looks like a limp dick, limp biscuit. Disregard. But, yeah, you own your own business, more or less. Woodworks, with an E, would you...
Go ahead.
Woodworks with an E, that's all. I just... You do what you need to do, but then I'm interested in...
We're not getting rid of the E.
We're not getting rid of the E. I'm not saying we need to get rid of the E. I want to know... Well, I know plenty. Could you fill the people at home in on what... That is. So that's what you have done. Woodworks.
Oh, okay. So pretty much we make like custom furniture, like this table or a kitchen table.
Yep.
It wouldn't look like this one. It'd be a little bit more rustic and heavier because it's real wood.
Be better. I feel you.
Desks, coffee table, end tables.
All handcrafted. Bookshelves
sometimes.
Handmade.
Yeah. Custom in the garage. Aquarium stands.
Aquarium's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I'd make one of those.
That'd be a real cool thing to make. Yeah. Could you, so it's all wood right now, right?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Could you imagine expanding slash have the ability to do glasses incorporated, like wood and glass at the same time, possible? Could you see yourself doing glassware in the future? No. Such as making like bongs and pipes or like shit like that at all?
No, I'm not blowing that shit.
That makes sense. I don't understand
how but maybe, like, maybe I'll get bored.
Yeah.
And then I'll just be like, you know what, let me just try something new.
Yeah, isn't that what you do when you're bored? Because where did the woodworking thing come from? Were you bored?
Okay, so,
or you
okay, so
a
actually, no.
Fucking
so,
passion? Like, where
listen,
it...
so I went to my aunt's house, right? And she had, like, a bunch of pallets, right?
Hell yeah, pallets.
And she had just moved into her house, and she didn't, like, really have any money to, like, buy new furniture. So she had these pallets in the back. I took the pallets apart. I made her a coffee table and a bench out of the fucking pallets.
Just
with the recycled nails from the pallets.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah. You
and
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then I did that. And she still has it.
Shit's high quality.
But, I mean, it was, like, they were pretty shitty. Because it was, like, my first thing I made. But they were, they,
that
like,
was what
you
got
could
you
sit
going.
On the fucking bench.
Yeah, yeah, they were. They were pieces of furniture.
Yeah. But, like, yeah. So, then I got home, and I was just like, bro, I could totally do this shit again. And make some money. Because I was just, like, this was, like, 2 years ago. 2 or 3 years ago. And I was just like, I could definitely make money doing this. So, I made an end table.
Puck.
It was the shittiest thing ever.
Yeah.
And it was so bad. God, I have pictures of it. And I sold it online for $15.
Nice.
And it was the shittiest coffee table, and I was
That's
so
incredible.
Happy. That's... And I had a tiny ass 6-inch chop saw.
Ooh.
And it was so shitty. And I had to use that, and I was still using nails for some reason. It wasn't, I didn't switch over to screws for like a year, bro.
Oh, we. Just started.
Yeah, dude, I used to make coffee tables for $45, rustic coffee tables for $45, and sell them.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, it was a lot of work though. I was definitely not making a lot of money, but the wood was free. It was just labor wise.
You were a child, so like, that's the best shit ever, dude.
Yeah,
fuck.
Dude, they were terrible.
Yeah,
looking back, like those
looking
poor
back.
People that bought those.
Everything that comes out now, is
they were fine. Like they were good.
Yeah,
but like the tops weren't sealed.
No.
So like if you spilled some shit, you spilled some shit. The coffee table, that coffee table is no.
Yeah,
the coasters.
Yeah,
it was coasters of course.
Coasters for all the old school stuff.
But they were good. Like they were good quality.
Yeah,
it was just not the.
Well, I mean, it's been now good 2 or 3 years since.
Yeah, and now
the
I'm much
that I'm
much
seeing
better.
The shit that I'm helping you make is ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that coffee table that I showed you how to make, that's
high fucking quality.
Yeah, that's coffee table.
It's legitimate time and hands go into that. It's wonderful. All right, well, it was a good little soft plug. That was very nice.
That was a good story, wasn't it?
It was a wonderful story.
Any other questions?
I desperately want to talk about anime with you.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Tell me something about... Oh, you know what? Just run with that sentence.
Okay. So...
Just run
well, first
with
of
that.
All... Naruto, obviously. But, like, I haven't really watched any other anime.
Okay. And you don't necessarily have to.
But, like, Jump Force is coming out, so I'm just like, well, fuck.
Jump Force is phenomenal.
I need to watch other anime to see what these people's moves are.
I would at least do One Piece. One Piece was phenomenal.
Oh, by the way,
also haven't done
for the people that don't know what Jump Force is, it's pretty much an anime game where they have all anime characters from different, like, fucking shows.
Our Naruto and Vegeta fight will finally be able to take place in that game. Ain't nobody
it's like, it won't be
Goku
Naruto, it's definitely going to be Kaguya, because it's a character in Naruto. Or is it actually Naruto?
It's going to be Naruto for Sky. It's going to be Skyler versus Craig, and Naruto versus Vegeta Showdown.
I beat
so
Craig and
shut
everything.
Shut the fuck up. I don't know, dude. Craig beats a lot of people.
Yeah, I know, but I beat him at least once. Like, in ping pong, I'm winning ping pong right now. That's the only thing I'm proud of.
Ping pong?
Yeah, dude. I fucking love ping pong.
I really want to talk about that in a moment, but I do want to go back to Naruto
for
a second.
Oh, sorry. So, yeah, so anyway, yeah. Like, One Piece, I don't know if I want to watch that, because I read, like, the one paragraph, like, summaries of it, and that doesn't really describe it. Like, I don't know anything way else to, like, look at what it's about.
I mean, I say go for it, dude. You spend too long in it, though, and you'll be in fucking... You'll be using the incognito browser two episodes in. You know what I'm saying? That's just wild. It's great, but we only have about four shows.
Did you watch all of One Piece?
No, I watched a shit ton of it, but for a show with like 1,400 episodes or something,
okay. I have watched two other anime other than Naruto.
What would those
but be? They're not like popular. So Fullmetal Alchemist on Netflix.
Well, Fullmetal Alchemist is fairly popular, I believe.
Yeah, I watched both. I watched Brotherhood and the regular one.
I watched some bitch get turned into a dog, and I was like, this shit is not for me.
What?
I'm deucing out. And I don't know. I think it was Brotherhood. Isn't there a really? Little girl that gets transformed into a zombie dog? Somebody's daughter gets blown to ship's myth. Like, I don't know, dude. This is some dark shit.
No,
somebody had a little kid that got fucking slaughtered or anamorphed into a fucking dog.
No, it's not a dog. Into armor. He gets morphed into armor.
No. Not the homie that gets morphed into armor. In
dog?
One of the movies,
there's not a
there's
dog,
some sort of
bro.
Evil scientist that gets turned into this fucking little animal thing. And it's horrifying how it happens.
Can you
I can't
find that later?
Yeah, I'll show you. It's a part of the thing.
Are you talking about the series or the movies?
The movies.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure it's the movie.
Wait, are you talking about the live action movie?
No, fuck. I don't ever want to see a live action full of that.
Yeah, dude,
movie.
Wasn't it bad?
No, I
okay,
don't
so want to
see
on,
it.
Yeah, Netflix
because
tried
I
to do
watched
it, and it was so
they
bad,
they tried to make
dude.
A full movie.
It was like freaking Asian dude with blonde hair.
Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, dude, I couldn't watch the cartoon as a whole, dude, fuck.
Oh my god.
Dude, all I'm saying is there's a scientist, and something happens to his daughter, and she either gets turned into a dog with no soul, or the dog gets murdered, and then the daughter gets stuffed into it, or like some dark shit happens to this little girl and her dog.
Okay, what other anime did I watch?
I don't know.
Oh, I tried to watch Attack on Titan. But
I did
couldn't.
Not.
I couldn't.
I think
I wasn't interested.
Tall, naked, muscular people attack Bossing Say.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable, bro.
And they eat
I'm
people. Like, they pick people up and literally eat their heads off.
I don't get it. Like, I don't know, dude. Just go and watch Naruto or Dragon Ball Z.
Literally.
At this point. Like,
I do plan on watching Dragon Ball. I haven't watched it, though.
I mean, I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I definitely need to watch that.
But I don't know. I'll be completely honest with you. Dragon Ball Z is definitely top five, like, best shows of all time. Whatever. Fully support it. However, Dragon Ball Z Abridged on YouTube is...
Naruto Abridged, bro.
I'm not saying Naruto Abridged is bad. This is not me hating on Naruto Abridged. Dragon Ball Z Abridged by Team 4 Star is single-handedly the greatest Abridged series of all time. They have kept it going for like 9 fucking years. There's like a 12 or 13
Have you seen the
hours.
Naruto ones?
I've seen a good few of them. Because Sky brought it up to me. And I did not watch it. I checked it all out. But there was only... I watched a few episodes, and I think there was only a season or two in the first place.
Yeah.
This motherfucker has... most of the Dragon Ball Z series at this point.
Yeah, so, he only has the old Naruto ones.
Yeah, and
so overall series, yes, but that one episode, holy shit.
No, funny as fuck. I'll give it to, like, the 3 episodes I watched. But, yeah, Dragon Ball Z Abridged, it's a phenomenal way to kind of get a decent understanding. Stop flicking your dick everywhere. Fuck. It's a good way to get a decent understanding of, like, what actually happens in Dragon Ball Z, but also just to a good crack the fuck up. They kill it. I mean, their comedy is underrated, man. They do it wonderfully. Absolutely wonderfully. Nice. Blows the chalk out of the shit.
Anyway, so,
switch me out.
Anyway, so,
Naruto.
Oh. I just, dude, literally, you know the game quiz app? The quiz app.
The quiz app.
Yeah, do you know the app?
Don't quiz you up. Win money when
it's
you take quizzes
quiz
or something?
No, it's Quiz Up.
Okay, I don't fucking quiz.
So it's a really popular app. And you can take quizzes online about, like, certain shows and shit.
Yeah.
I did the Naruto one, and I did it so much. And, like, you have a score. Like, you have a rank.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, like, as you play, as you win quizzes, your rank goes up, like,
nice.
Worldwide. I became the first in Maryland.
What the
in
fuck?
Naruto. I still
Man,
have the record.
I don't know. I guess that's something... you might want to be proud of.
Because the questions, I freaking knew all the questions.
He answered everything.
Yeah.
Damn. So what, I get how broad of a statement this is then.
Go ahead.
But what would you think your favorite character would be in the Naruto series? Now I understand there's Boruto, Naruto's a fucking kid, that homie has homies. They could kind of just keep it going for the rest of time if they fucking wanted to. Disregarding
it's like Naruto might
Boruto,
die soon,
I don't even know what that means. I thought
he's
dead in the new series.
No, okay,
dead?
Boruto is literally, it's about Naruto and Boruto, but it's mostly about Boruto.
Yeah.
That's why it's called Boruto Naruto Next Generation.
Exactly.
But
so
anyway,
Naruto's
they're making
alive
a new thing on Naruto.
On. He's just in his, like, 40s or whatever.
Yeah, Naruto's in, like, his
okay.
40s, 30s, yeah, 40s.
Well, then
but he's still, like...
Is he the homie in charge?
Like,
he's
at
the
prime.
Hokage and shit,
he's the
right?
Hokage.
Yeah. He's but a gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sasuke had a fucking kid.
I bet Sasuke doesn't pull out, dude. There's no way.
Yeah, dude, he almost killed her. Because he didn't recognize her.
His kid?
Yeah, because he's never home. He's always out doing missions.
Out doing missions?
Yeah, dude. You know Kaguya? Dude, this bitch's bro came back and fucking Sasuke followed him.
What? Yeah, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, do me either. Anyway.
Okay. Well, my statement was going to be from the original Naruto cast.
Naruto.
Character.
Oh, okay.
Which character would be...
Can I have more favorite than one?
You can give me a top three.
Okay.
And throw, give me a top three, but give me a nice good reason for one of them specifically.
Is this in the whole Naruto series, Shippuden and regular Naruto?
Yeah, Shippuden and regular Naruto. Just fuck the Boruto shit.
Okay, yeah. Definitely not Naruto. He's really not that good of a character.
I mean, he doesn't do as much as people think he does in the show, does he?
No, he definitely... He does, but...
Shows about him. He just ain't the most interesting motherfucker.
Yeah.
I like the homies that do that one dude with the wood. He'd be like, for 20, and you're in a forest. I love that motherfucker.
The dude with the mask around his face?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I don't like him.
That's definitely... No. Yeah. No, he was a good guy.
Yeah, that is
he
him.
He was training the bitches in early Shippuden, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like him. I say I like him, but I do like his street powers.
Oh, yeah.
His street powers are gangster as
fuck. His street powers.
Fuck Choji. Just because of the fucking Naruto game, bro. Choji in the Naruto game has a grab that is 11 feet long, and it's the fucking most irritating thing in the world.
What game?
Fucking Naruto Battle Revolution 3. Naruto Shippuden.
Oh.
Naruto Shippuden Clash of Ninja Revolution 3.
You haven't played Ninja Storm?
No.
Have you played Shinobi Striker?
We play no games for the PlayStation. This is GameCube and Wii only, so that these are simple, old-school controls. True. Fuck this. Build up your chakra. Hold R3. Press L2 and triangle at the same time. Nah, dude. A and up behind you, left and right, up and down. So you got five moves on your A button. You got five moves on your B button. X or up is the jump, and maybe you get an extra thing or two. But that's... Keep it simple, and then it's whoever is the best at the simple shit... That's the king. That's the ruler. That's the man who gets to whip his cock out at the end of the night. And it's mostly me or Craig. Because when Jacob wins, we duck. Because we stacked. You know what I'm saying?
What?
But we do the best we can. We used to play hella Naruto Shippuden Clash of Ninja Revolution 3. And so that's why I don't fuck with Choji. Because Jacob would pick Choji. And fuck that stupid fucking dog while we're on the fucking spot, dude. I get it, dude. It's a dog. It's cute. It's nice. People can't be hating on dogs.
Anyway,
Naruto
so speaking
Shippuden of... Naruto Ninja Revolution 3. Fuck that dumb dog, bro.
What dog?
The fucking one that... Fuck, dude. That fuck
Kakashi?
No, the white dog. The guy that... The homie is part of it.
Oh.
It's a piece of Kiba? Fuck, dude. Kiba. Fuck Kiba. Bro. Fuck that idiot and his...
I can meet you. Fucking white dog. Damn, y'all use the shitty people. Sasuke. Why didn't you use Sasuke?
Hey, I use Kakashi. Very often.
Yeah, dude, I love Kakashi. Kakashi
has the most badass roundhouse kick in all time of ever.
Dude, yeah,
Kakashi's roundhouse kick and both of those two versions of the game, GameCube and Wii, are stellar, dude. Interstellar, bro. On some it was not Anne Hathaway in that movie. Regardless, it's stellar as fuck, though. It's a high quality roundhouse kick, dude.
Anyway, so back to our favorite characters. I have three good characters.
Mm-hmm.
So one is Minato.
Okay.
Naruto's dead.
Got it.
Two is Kakashi.
Yep.
Because it's Kakashi.
Kakashi's an OG gangster.
I gotta think about this number three.
Third one, give me a bit of their backstory, or like specific reason why you would put them on that list.
Wait, who did I say who was the first one?
You said Madara, Totoro, Dara.
I said Minato.
You said Naruto's dad, Monopoly, and then you said Kakashi.
Okay, first of all, because Naruto's dad is literally. Okay. Okay, so he's the third. No, the fourth. He's the fourth Hokage. So he was a Hokage, right?
Yep.
And he's like really fast. That's his thing. He's pretty much the Flash. What?
He's just a Flash?
Yeah, that's dude, like he's really fat. He could teleport.
Ooh.
Because, like, he throws a kunai, and then he could teleport to wherever that kunai lands.
Ooh! Very effective. Yeah. Very efficient.
So he just throw kunai, like, seven kunai anywhere he wants, and just teleport to either one of them.
Damn.
Wherever he wants.
That don't make no kind of sense.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, anyway, yeah. And then he knows, like, all the seals. Like, he'll seal your soul and take it from you.
Okay, that's a bit aggressive. Fuck. What do homies fight over?
Oh, yeah, and then anyway.
Oh, answer. No, riddle me this, idiot. In Naruto, this is.
Go ahead.
In Naruto, this is. I've seen a lot of Naruto, right? I played a shit ton of games. In Naruto, what the fuck are they fighting over? Like, what?
Who?
Is it the people in, like, do they fight for power? Is there just, is there a lot of gold in Naruto? And Rumi's going to be, like, the smartest? Is it, like, whoever turns into the biggest frog demon wins? No. Or they have fox spirit fights once a year? Like, what's the reason an entire elite village fights the sand people? Fighting over. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so, pretty much, there's a storyline, right? So, the Hokage is pretty much a dictator.
Okay. But over, like...
The Hokage is a president, because he doesn't have all the power. It's not like he's a dick and he can do whatever he wants. Like, he has to get the council's whatever.
Yeah. But it's not of the world. It's of
the country. No, it's of the village. There's five villages. The villages are like the countries.
You definitely said crunchies. And two, are those like the continents and shit? The five countries in this game.
Much
more than that.
Yes. Okay, so continent. Let's define. So continent is just like their nature. Like if it was a forest,
it's
the hidden leaf.
Yeah, I feel you.
If it was like the sand, it's the hidden sand.
Yeah.
It's because they're in this fucking sand.
Hell yeah. Is that
and it's the desert. It's a desert. And then if the
it's got to be hidden water.
It's a hidden mist. And it's like they live on the water, but it's like misty. So it's like
misty. Yeah.
I
used to pick Bulbasaur, and when I got to Misty,
that's a Pokemon.
I would abuse the fuck out of that bitch, dude. For shits and giggles, I just want to tell this one time. I put it on 8x speed on my emulator. I trained, because fuck rare candies, you're an asshole if you use rare candies. I would train the shit out of my Bulbasaur, and I would show up to Misty with a Venusaur. Just for shits and fucking giggles, dude. I would solar beam Misty in the face 11 times, and it would just be one shot for each Pokemon her and all of her trainers had. And I would leave laughing hysterically. Oh, fuck you, Misty.
Anyway... So, back to the storyline. So, pretty much, Naruto is born. Okay. So, Minato is his dad. He's a part of the Namikaze clan. They're not a very important clan.
Yeah, I feel you. Low grade.
Yeah. So, but he married an Uzumaki.
Okay.
Which is, that's his mom. They have red hair. And they
Uzumakis,
have, like,
they got money?
Their clan... went extinct because everyone murdered them.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, because they got like too powerful.
Oh, bet. Okay, so they were gangsters at first, and then
yeah,
were like
because like they could because of their sealing powers. That's how Minato knew them because he married them. So like he knew all the seals.
I feel you.
So yeah, so Uzumaki they killed them all because they had too powerful.
Take this back to what they're fighting over though.
Okay, so yeah, and then it means no worries for the
rest of your day. Alright.
Okay.
We're still recording.
Okay, put it back.
I'm gonna stop this recording and answer a phone call. I don't know what's going on right now, but we're only 20 minutes in. BRB. The Hidden Leaf Village. Tell me.
So the continents are pretty much the countries.
Yes.
They're kind of. No. Call them regions.
So I wanna know what they're fighting over though. Like, is it to become Hokage?
I was telling you.
Okay.
First of all, they're not fighting. Everyone's just, like, chilling, right? And... are you talking about, like, fighting internationally? Like, the overall, or just, like, fighting within the villages?
I don't have a proper answer for that statement, man. Does everybody want to become Hokage? And
okay.
So you go to war to become Hokage?
No, I'm sorry.
The Great Ninja War. Why did that happen?
Okay.
Tell me a short summary of why the Great Ninja
Okay, so
War
pretty
happened.
Much there was two really powerful... I'm going to start it off like they do in the game.
Yep.
In the beginning, they tell you the whole story. So there was two, like, powerful men.
Yep.
One was Hashirama Senju.
Very cool.
And he is from the Senju clan.
Senju.
And he's the nigga that has the wood powers.
Love wood powers.
He's the tree powers.
Tree powers. Hell yeah, tree powers.
The Senju clan is the only one that can use tree powers. Yep. Wood style.
Okay.
So, and then there is...
He's eating a corn dog.
Then there is Madara Uchiha.
Madara.
And he's from the Uchiha clan.
He's got the biggest smile on his face. Madara.
And they have Sharingan.
Yeah, very cool.
That's their thing.
Japanese food.
And they're really powerful.
Yeah.
So...
They fought.
Who won? Because Madara...
Because...
Listen, them two are the ones who made the Hidden Leaf Village. Like, they founded it.
Got you.
And they were kind of like, they were running it. But then Madara, like, wanted to take over.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted to, like,
just
run
be
it.
The one homie in charge.
Yeah. So that's why they were fighting, and Hashirama ended up beating him.
Nice.
But Madara was just, like, really, he was stronger.
Yeah.
Maybe he wasn't stronger, but he was, like, almost stronger.
I feel you.
So pretty much, Naruto and Sasuke, or Hashirama and Madara are reincarnations of these two gods.
Okay, that's crazy.
Not really gods, but children of a god. So they're kind of like...
It's just Percy Jackson, then. That's the whole Naruto story, is Percy Jackson.
So it got passed down, and they have, like... That's why they're powerful.
Yeah.
So, and then Naruto and Sasuke are also the reincarnates.
Got you. Bam.
So Sasuke is of Madara, and Naruto is of Hashirama.
Hashirama. Very cool.
Right. And then, so, like, they continue fighting.
Okay.
Like, as it gets down.
This is all very important.
The change. And then, so it gets to Naruto and Sasuke, and Sasuke is, like, in the stories, it's, like, no, it's kind of deciding, is Sasuke going to be just like Madara?
Yeah. Well, you'll have to watch for yourself. Everybody go watch your local Naruto episode. I want to switch it over to ping pong. Using the so big as an advantage, do you consider yourself good at ping pong?
Yeah, I beat you all the time.
Okay. For one, I don't agree with that statement necessarily. I think you may beat me. I think often could be a possible word to use, but I don't think even that is proper.
That's true. Often could be fine, because we only play often, so.
We only play, okay, yeah, I feel you, man. Keep talking shit, see who's poor dog face. Like, fucking dick later. Alright, well, the ping pong thing will be something we move on to shortly. Not move on to shortly, because it's not something we'll cover on the podcast, honestly. It's just ping. I just wanted to establish that I'm better than you at ping pong.
Oh.
And that the only reason you think you're better than me is because your height and your depth perception is off when you look at me with those eyes.
Dude, I could spike that shit, and you can't defend
against it. Yeah, okay. Well.
But you also got your spinny shit.
Yeah, the Hulk can lift a lot more than Hawkeye can, but then Hawkeye could kill him.
No, he could not.
Yeah, he could.
No.
Hawkeye would kill the Hulk easily. He has an anti-Hulk bullet.
No, he does not.
Kill you. Boom.
No, he literally has arrows that explode.
Okay, and they're gangster.
That's not going to hurt him.
I think Hawkeye is better than the Hulk, is what I'm trying to say.
I like him better, but he's not more powerful.
All right, deal. We'll go over it in Endgame. Avengers Endgame.
Hawkeye's dead.
Let's take one. Spoilers. Fuck. Two. What is something that you are... In the current day and time, very obsessed with.
Hold on.
That tells me to hold on.
Let's see.
Tell me.
What was your question?
What is something in this day and time that you are currently very obsessed with?
Like a game or some shit.
And yeah, anything. What are you investing? Not investing, maybe, but what are you spending like a shit ton of time in on doing right now?
I mean, homework.
Listening to something. Homework.
I literally go homework and then go to the gym.
Ooh.
But it's mainly homework.
Mainly homework. And homework's some bullshit, ain't it, man?
No, because we got midterms. I didn't do any of the reviews.
So I'm just chilling. Okay. Don't you have to... Isn't that something that you have to do eventually at one point?
Yeah, dude. I did 56 questions on fucking Miss Noonan shit in calculus. 56 calculus questions today.
Yeah, fuck
it. It took me 3 hours.
So proud of you, dude.
And I still have to do, like, 30 more.
That's the worst shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it's due into like 2 days.
Dude, fuck homework. I've never had to do homework before in my life. I think, fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah is what I think,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude.
I don't understand it. You go and you do some stuff that's dumb as shit, and then they're like, hey, you want some more fucking dumb stuff? And then they hand that shit to you, and you're like, I don't really want... And they're like, nah, not a question. Just, here's some more stuff to do for no fucking reason, you child. That shit's dumb, honestly, dude. The American education system is completely fucked, by the way. I just don't have enough time or money to fix it. But that shit
my husband, Donald Trump.
So, what is... in both then work and ping pong and personal career and such, what is the one, if not more if you'd like to, but one thing that drives you / inspires you to do said such things?
What?
As you do, to be running a practically small business at such a young
age. Well, that's because I just want, I need money.
No, of course.
People is broke.
Yeah. Money is the ultimate. Money can be the
answer. And it's just a cool thing to do. Like, if I want to work, I want to be the fucking boss of everyone. Yeah. I want to have power if I'm making money.
Exactly. Okay, that's fair.
Not that I'd be a dick.
No.
Like, but I don't really care about anything at this point.
That's kind of, but that...
I'm kind of chill. Like, just, yeah. If you just make your shit, just
if you do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think okay, if you want to go smoke a joint.
Simple boss.
Just do it.
Take a smoke break.
Just as long as you finish what
just
you need to do.
Just work hard. Yeah. That's a fairly simple concept. I feel like a lot of people don't grasp the get it, all the things you need to get done. And like, I get that the thing that takes more self-control than most people realize, but
it really does, dude.
But at the same time,
but not if you're at
it's
work.
Also it's such a personal. Simple fucking concept.
Yeah.
I mean, both at your part-time
yeah,
job,
dude,
at Food
look,
Lion,
I mean,
or
a fucking...
in life as a whole, you know, I feel like it's not.
Look at this schedule I made. I followed that shit today.
My ass. Yeah. A schedule is that's incredible. Simple. Simple.
I woke up at 1:30.
It's ridiculous. You need to not do that much more.
Yeah, but I only like I got this kid breakfast,
mm-hmm.
which means I only have to eat one meal.
Exactly.
Or two meals instead of three.
Something like that, man. I would eat a lot of food at first thing waking up, and then a little bit of food about an hour and a half later, but that is just your boy who is overweight, so that's fair. I'm trying to think of a good thing to end this on, man. Tell me something I don't know.
What do you want?
What do I want, bro? I want
what kind of information?
Somebody fine as shit with me at all times.
Hold on, let me think.
Let you think. Tell me something I don't know.
Oh, I want to buy. Should I buy a Switch? Let's end it on this. Should I invest money in $300 in a Switch?
I'm not going to say no, but my advice to you would necessarily be, in your current state in life, you need a car. Is that something you need to be buying right now, or do you have a pretty solid setup family-wise?
I don't have a car that's mine.
Yeah, but how badly do you need one? Like, what are the chances?
Like, I could use the car, like, good enough. Like, I could schedule and be like, listen, bitch, I need this car.
Yeah.
On this day, at this time, you have 2 weeks.
And is that consistent?
Yes.
So, like, do you think you could do that for the next year and a half while you save up and, like...
Pretty much any time after casually. 5 o'clock, I can go anywhere.
That's fair. That's not too bad at all. Well, then I'm not against you getting a Switch, you know what I'm saying? Spend some cash while you're young, but do all your saving first. Do it legitimately. It's almost a very standard and boring answer, but save your money and save your fucking 10%, your 20%, your 30%, your however much you're up to at a time, whatever. Everyone's finances are different. But save whatever your budget that you have, because you're, you know, smart. I know what you have going on, more or less. Save whatever it is that is necessary and use that. And then if that's, like, what is worth your savings, then go for it. But don't just be like, oh, okay, cool, I have this extra money real quick. What do I do with it? It's like, oh, if you have $400 set aside and it's worth it to you to only have $100 set aside, then spend it on the fucking Switch. If not...
Okay, another question.
Wait.
Do you think it's bad that people steal street signs?
Yes. I think...
I'm not talking about you, but I'm just questioning, because, like...
I never have, like, the
freaking... You know Conley Mill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that street sign fell off.
Mm.
And it's just sitting, laying there.
I think...
Can't they just easily replace those?
So taking a... So yes, they can. Honestly. However, I think that statute of limitations, for me personally, is if it's no longer attached to its original location, it becomes free game. If there's a street sign on the street, I will never take a sword or a machine or a fucking screwdriver and take that shit off and go home with it. If I am driving down said street, if I am driving down Grove Street fucking street, and I see the green sign on the floor that says Grove Street Street, and a big gray pole just sticking up in the air.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I own the Grove Street Street sign. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Facts. But if someone hasn't already started or done said damage, doing the damage is wrong. It's immoral.
Yeah.
Don't put people through that. That's rude. So most of that was throw up. It's unnecessary to add more work for people.
But they're getting paid.
Yeah, they're getting paid.
So I'm
saying
I'm giving
gone,
them jobs.
If it's like, gone, if it's gone or it's broken, go for it. Like, in your specific case, if there's a street sign laying on the floor, eventually that one was throw up free. If that one, if it is on the floor, it's going to have to be replaced at one point or another. So therefore, that is free game. Shit is already attached. I just believe it is rude to take it then. But yeah. shopping carts. Like, if that shit is not on Food Lion property anymore, take that shit home with you. I don't believe in taking that shit straight from Walmart or Food Lion. That's kind of unnecessary. Yeah, you can technically get in trouble for doing it too. Yeah, it would just be a waste of your time. But you see that shit down the street, on the sidewalk? Yeah. Throw in your trunk, throw in the back of the truck. You never know. We spent 8 hours with a shopping cart and two office chairs one afternoon. And almost got arrested in the McDonald's drive-thru that night. I will tell that story another time. But for now, I'm going to call this quits, upload, and put this shit onto the interwebs, and then...
Oh, shit.
Something else after that will happen. But we'll find that out in the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. Deuce.